Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup.
Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and the Civic Media app present Chippewa Valley High School Basketball. Let's go courtside for a preview of tonight's game. Here's Scott Montesano.
This is where the party is at tonight in the Chippewa Valley, and live from Memorial High School, it's Eau Claire area basketball. This evening, the Crosstown Showdown in girls basketball as the North Huskies are at the Memorial Old Abes. I'm Scott Montesano, so excited to have you along this evening for what is the opener of back-to-back nights in the Crosstown Showdown here at Memorial High School. Tomorrow it's the boys, but tonight the girls take the center stage. Not only is this game important for bragging rights, but seeding as well, with the WIAA postseason tournament brackets being released on Sunday morning. Memorial won the first meeting between the two squads this year, 57-51, back in early December. Ooh, before even Santa slid down the chimney. In that game, Memorial dominated the glass, particularly the offensive glass in the first half. Head coach Brandon Fanning, the head coach for Memorial, I was talking to him before the game, and I was talking about how they controlled the glass in that game, and he gives me a little wink and a wry smile, and he said, Scott, we looked at it like we had a bad shooting night. And that is true, but they were getting two or three kicks of the can, especially in the first half, and that's what allowed them to win that game back in December. Memorial overall, they are 9-2 in the conference. They are 16-2 overall. Their only two losses are to Hudson, and Memorial right now staring at a three-way tie atop the conference with themselves, Hudson, and also with Menominee, whom they'll play on Saturday. Huge game on Saturday at Menominee, but it's hard to see them overlooking this one, with, of course, it being North and it being the rivalry between the two schools. A lot of these athletes have played with and against each other growing up, not only in basketball, but in other sports. So there is a familiarity. In some cases, they were even classmates of each other in middle school and in elementary school, depending on which neighborhood they lived in, as there is some bleed over. So big opportunity for Memorial. They're eyeing a 1-2, maybe 3 seed coming up on Sunday, but they've got to take care of business. As for North, the North Huskies under Debbie Peterson in her first year guiding the Huskies, they're 4-7 in the conference, 9-12 overall. They're looking for a signature win that could get them into a middle seed as opposed to being in the bottom third. Ellie O'Keefe is the star, double figures in all but one game this year. We'll step aside. When we return, we'll chat with the head coach of Memorial, Brandon Fanning, as coverage of Eau Claire area high school basketball continues from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Are you retired from farming or looking for a cropland caretaker? If so, call or text Mark Peck at 715-894-7772. He would like to rent and take care of your cropland. He has many years of farming experience in the Chippewa Valley. Long-term collaborative care of soil based on soil sampling is his top priority. Call or text Mark Peck at 715-894-7772. That's 715-894-7772.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Back-to-back nights with the Crosstown Showdown. Tomorrow night, the boys. Tonight, it's the girls. Memorial at home taking on North. Remember, on Sunday, all the Super Bowl. Get your predictions in. Maybe more importantly than getting your predictions in, get that food ready for the fried feasts that we'll all enjoy on Sunday. But in addition to it being Super Bowl Sunday, remember in the morning, they're going to release the brackets for the postseason tournament. The girls' postseason tournament begins in 2 weeks. They'll release the brackets on Sunday. So you've got a couple of days left to make that last push. Memorial eyeing a 1-2-3 seed. North, meanwhile, hey, a win tonight, which would be a signature win. All of a sudden, they be eyeing more of a middle seed as opposed to being right now probably in the bottom third. Big opportunity for them. Big opportunity for both sides. Remember, Memorial won the first meeting between the teams 57-51, a game in which they really had control of that game for the longest time. They kind of kept North at an arm's reach. North struggled to score in long swaths of that game, though remember North had a lead in that game at halftime, but in the second half, North struggled to score and Memorial was able to pull away. Well, prior to tonight's game, I caught up with Brandon Fanning, the now longtime head coach with the Memorial Girls basketball program, and we begin the conversation with him talking to us about what he sees has been what has led to the success of his team. Memorial is 18-2 overall. 18-2 overall. So what has led to this, to the success for the Old Abes this year?
Yeah, I think first, I think we have really great kids. This has been a year where all 10 kids have really bought in. All 10 kids have, they come to practice, work hard, and they understand, the process piece, right, is more important than, the result, focus on the results piece. And so for us, I think our kids prepare, right, attack every practice the right day or the right way. And then I think once we get to game night, we're able to just play, right? We've been here before. We've had we prepared ourselves for the moment. Other than a few times this year, I thought we've really competed and played hard all year, and that's really allowed us to be in a really good spot.
What's the big strength you guys have? As we were talking before we started the interview, the game we saw you guys play against North, a lot of offensive rebounds. Now there were misses that led to that, but still got the offensive rebounds, took advantage of size. I know that's something that North was concerned about going into that game. But for the most part, what has been the strong side of your game?
Yeah, I think we just have a lot of kids that can play, And so for us, I think we're a challenge to scheme against. I think we got a lot of kids that can do, play both ends, right? So we don't have a lot of specialty kids, So for us, when we have, five kids on the floor, they're all able to do all the skills. I don't have to hide kids, on defense or offense, right? And so all of them have a skill set, all of them are athletic, so for us, our versatility has really benefited us this year.
In a couple of weeks, the safety net is gone. It's the postseason. Now the games in December and January count all the same, but you want to be playing your best basketball at this point of the year. Do you feel as though your team has kept getting better?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had a long stretch here of 2 and 3 game weeks, you know, so I think we're feeling a little bit of that, of the energy piece of it. But, you know, once you get to this last third of the season, you know, and it starts becoming real that, hey, like, you know, at some point this is going to end, you know, there usually is another kind of a second win, you know. So for us, you know, I didn't think we played great on Monday. You know, that presented its own challenges, but I'm hoping, like, towards this end, we got these last 4 games, you know, before playoffs start, that we can really continue to build momentum, you know, build on the season we've had so far.
Looking at North, what do you guys have to do to get out of here with a win?
Yeah, I mean, really got to take care of the ball. You know, North pressures the ball really well. They got a lot of, you know, quick athletic kids. You know, I think for us, like, we have to, you know, we can't settle for first available all the time tonight. You know, we really got to work for good looks. And I think defensively, you know, we got to be able to, you know, defend the three-point line. You know, they have a lot of kids that can flick it, you know, and that presents its own problems as it creates a lot of spacing. You know, so our urgency and intensity needs to be high to be there on the catch, as well as kind of keeping people in front, right? So, you know, anytime you can add that element of spacing, right, when you have a lot of kids that can shoot, you know, that presents a tough dynamic.
Is your team one that is – that relishes that role of being a team that's got a bullseye on the back? They like that. Some teams, they say they do. They say they want to get to that point. Then they don't like the fact they get everyone's A game every single night. Is your team one, though, that has sort of rallied behind that? They like that. They usually don't get somebody's C or B game.
You know, we don't talk much about that. You know, you know, obviously, and I'm sure every coach at every school thinks this, you know, but, like, you know, being at Eau Claire Memorial, you know, I think that, you know, I think we're kind of a center school, right? So I think a lot of schools, a lot of teams like to play us. But I think our kids compete, right? And so I think, like, for us, focusing on what we can control, focusing on how we can play the game, you know, kind of lends itself to, you know, how it shakes out, it shakes out.
And once again, that is the head coach of the Memorial Old Abes, Brandon Fanning. Memorial and North, the Crosstown Showdown. Memorial trying to sweep the season series once again. We'll come back. We'll have starting lineups and the opening tip for this game. This is Eau Claire Area Basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media at 93.5 The Tap.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com. And look for them on Spotify.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and the Civic Media app present Chippewa Valley High School Basketball. It's time for tonight's starting lineups and tip-off. Back to the court and Scott Montesano.
Warm-ups winding down. Memorial and North, the Crosstown Showdown tonight on the, well, for lack of a better term, the south side of town, though it's more the central side of town. North and Memorial from Memorial High School, right along Claremont Avenue. Scott Montesano with you. Happy to be with you on this Thursday. It's practically the weekend already. Hey, good weather outside, a little rainy on this Thursday evening. Still a lot better than what they've experienced down in the southern part of the state where thunderstorms and even some confirmed tornadoes falling on this February evening. So at least we don't have that. Hey, with warm weather at an odd time of year comes odd risks at an unexpected time of the year. But we've got high school basketball tonight, girls basketball, and a reminder that after Saturday, While many of us are thinking of the Super Bowl on Sunday, they'll be releasing the WIAA Girls Basketball Playoff Brackets on Sunday morning. So keep an eye on that. Then, of course, next week is what I call the silly week. Games still count towards stats and towards conference races and the such, but the playoffs are set. And 2 weeks from tomorrow, hey, the playoffs are underway. North right now is looking at probably bottom third seed, but if they were to get a win tonight, all of a sudden they're up there a little bit higher. Meanwhile, for Memorial, at 18-2, talking to Brandon Fanning, they feel really confident if they were to win tonight and beat Menominee on Saturday, that they'd likely be a one seed, even though Hudson, who's also eyeing a number one seed, beat them twice. That's because Hudson has a couple of other losses to their ledger. At worst, if Memorial were to win these two games tonight and on Saturday, likely a two seed, and if it popped out as a three seed, heaven forbid. But first, you got to take care of business. For North, it all begins and ends with Ellie O'Keefe, the junior who feels as though she's been here for 10 years. That's because she logged significant minutes starting as a freshman. She's only a junior. Ellie O'Keefe averaging just about 19 points per game and is a ball hawk as well at the guard position. She'll force turnovers. Meanwhile, for Memorial, Raina Welch underneath has that height and that size that's hard to counteract for many in Western Wisconsin. She's at about 20 points a game. The same for the senior guard, Jordan Peed, who's having another outstanding year. Jordan Peed averaging about 20 points per game. Memorial has won six straight in the series. That includes the win back in December. North's last win, though, was a big one. North took down Memorial in the 2021 regional final. But since then, it's been all Memorial as they have won each of the last six. Again, the pep band is here. Students opposite of us as well. A couple dozen Memorial students. The allegiances are split today because there is a Memorial hockey game going on as well over at Hobbs. So some students are there, some students are here. You would think tomorrow night it's going to be shoulder to shoulder in this gymnasium. It's already a good crowd today, but there is some open seats. You would think tomorrow shoulder to shoulder with being the boys' game in the last competition. Well, right now we pause. It's from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, USA, the Old A Pep Band with our national anthem.
Mr. Dominic Delmeyer.
The pep band with a very good rendition of our national anthem. And meanwhile, I'm going to be distracted all night. You and I are seated right along the front of the balcony. There's seats below us and there's seats above us right at the front of the balcony. And off to my left, there's a baby girl. Can't be more than a year old, that baby girl. And she was dancing to the national anthem. The anthem is a banger in and of itself. And that baby girl in a onesie, dancing and bouncing those jelly knees of her. Well, let's get to tonight's starting lineups. First, for the North Huskies, Debbie Peterson. is in her first year with North. They are 9-12 overall, 4-7 in the conference. They'll start the junior, Ellie O'Keefe, the senior, Jaden Smith, junior, Ava O'Keefe, also the senior, Cortara Smith, and junior, Haley Lavoie. Both O'Keefes, Ellie and Ava, along with both Smiths, Jaden and Cortara, and Haley Lavoie. Now for Brandon Fanning's Memorial Old Abes, 9-2 in the conference, 18-2 overall. They'll start the senior in Jordan Bede, junior Ashlyn Troner, a sophomore in Lydia Palmier, sophomore Rhea Shaw, and junior Raina Welch. Again for Memorial, Bede, Schroeder, Palmier, Shaw, and Welch. Both these teams are relatively young. Now, of course, for the seniors, this is it for them. But you look ahead, you got a lot of freshmen, sophomores, juniors that see a lot of minutes on both teams. So the names you hear called out today are going to be factors in this rivalry for another year, two, even three. So think of that. In the first half, Memorial wearing the white, they'll go right to left across your listening or viewing device. Meanwhile, North in the Columbia blue from left to right. Crowd continues to file in. Again, a nice crowd on a Thursday night. Fan opposite of us, students as well, parents below us. We got people behind us as well here in the balcony. Ball's up in the air, and away we go as Memorial wins the opening tap and has the first kick of the can, if you will. Schroeder, left-hand dribble, tried to curl into the lane. Got walled off, however, by Lavoie. High out of the left. Here's a three by Shaw. Bottoms. Rhea Shaw right away with the three ball. And Memorial has the 3-0 lead. If North is to pull off the upset, a good start for them will be key. As Lavoie underneath throws it off the window at the left hand. No, is that ball horseshoes out. She put up that shot over Welch, got a good look at it, but it was too strong off the window and horseshoed out. The other way for Memorial, saved in the left corner as it nearly went out of bounds, but saved by Palmier. Palmier gets it back underneath, right hand off the window, front rim and drops on through. Lydia Palmier with the bucket and a quick 5-0 lead for Memorial. North, by the way, hasn't won consecutive games since late December. They beat Chi High last Friday. They're trying for back-to-back wins now. Left corner, here's a three ball on the way for North. Bottoms, three by Haley Lavoie. Haley Lavoie answering back with a big three, and North on the board. 5-3 Memorial early on. Right corner, Shaw for Memorial. They'll swing it around the Palmier left corner. Works the baseline, then got bumped as she got underneath Cortara Smith with an inadvertent hip check. That'll be the first foul on either side. I was telling somebody earlier, we got this warmer spring-like weather. The air is dry. My voice has got a little bit of a raspiness to it. Welch left block, too strong. Got her own rebound, goes back up. No again, but Welch to the line where she'll shoot two. That was a big key in the win for Memorial in December. All those second and third chances that they got. So Welch to the line to shoot a pair. Foul on Cortara Smith. She's already got two quick fouls in this one, not even 2 minutes in, as Raina Welch hits the first free throw. Raina Welch, by the way, as I said before, averaging right around 20 points per game, was an honorable mention all-conference last year and eyeing all-conference itself this year. She ends up making both free throws, so it's a 7-3 Memorial lead, not even 2 minutes into this one. Memorial, no, I should say North ball, attacking hoop down to our right. Driving on through into the lane was Lavoie. Lavoie got bumped in the lane. Ball comes free, stolen back by Memorial. Running on through, here's Shaw. Shaw goes up off the glass, too strong. Ball's on the deck. They fight for it. Welch has got her hand on it for Memorial. So does Adeline Shepler for North. And they're going to call a held ball situation. And the arrow points in favor of North. Debbie Peterson, first year at the helm of North. She was previously an assistant at Altoona. Now before that, a head coach at Coon Rapids over in the Twin Cities. Shepard in the backcourt for North, dribbles up the floor. She brings it into the offensive third. Left side of the line for Lavoie. Now to Ellie O'Keefe, who curls into the lane, and O'Keefe goes left hand, right hand, off the window, and scores. Ellie O'Keefe averaging 18.8 points per game. To have her have a big night would be big for North. Now the other way, the ball ripped away in the lane by North, but then the ball comes free again. Ball's on the deck, on her rump. It's picked up by Palmier for Memorial. Got it over to Jordan P. Jordan P. to 5 foot bunny. Hits off the front rim and won't go in. North the basketball, down to our right. Lavoie stops and pops the free throw line. No good off the left side of the rim. Offensive rebound, Shepler. Pass to the left side of the line where a three's on the way by Ellie O'Keefe. No, an offensive rebound. The putback by Adeline Shepler. That won't go in after a couple of bounces off the rim. And the rebound to Memorial. They'll close off that offensive possession for North. 14:45 left in the first half. 7-5. Memorial leads. Up top, here's Schroeder for Memorial. Swung to the left side for Palmier. Thought about the three, but Lavoie was guarding her. All over her like frosting on a cupcake. Pass bolted underneath to Meredith Adams. And Meredith Adams from the left block is able to spin around Lavoie and score. Meredith Adams had a big game in December when these two teams last met. 9-5 Memorial leads. Ellie O'Keefe, left sideline, right-hand dribble to the lane, then throws it back to the left sideline, where Lavoie has it. Tries a cross-court pass, ball finger-tipped around, recollected, however, by Shepler for North. Right corner, Ellie O'Keefe, a three. That's off the rim, no. Rebound to Schroeder for Memorial. They run it up the floor. Got it ahead to Palmier, away from the defense. And Palmier is able to score as she had a run ahead of the defense. Lydia Palmier is up to 4 points in the ball game, and Memorial's opened up an 11-5 lead, 13:40 remaining in the first half. Ellie O'Keefe, left wing, puts on the deck with the right hand, spins into the lane, being guarded by Jordan Peed, and nowhere to go as she has to give up the ball. They get underneath the Jaden Smith. Jaden Smith underneath her shot, rejected right back into her belly. Ball bad to Memorial. Memorial runs the floor. A baseball pass ahead to Ashlyn Schroeder. She got around the defense, and Schroeder will score. That makes it 13-5 in favor of Memorial, and a timeout taken by North. 13:18 to go in the first half. Memorial's opened up a 13-5 lead. This is Eau Claire Area Basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
13:18 to play in the first half. Memorial's opened up a 13-5 lead in this girls' crosstown showdown. North basketball down to our right. Underneath a shot by Andy Sakura. Nope, but she got... No, oh, they're going to call a foul on North away from the play. An offensive foul. No, that wasn't a foul. I guess they're going to say she traveled. Yeah. So the ball back to Memorial, leading by eight. They can make it a double-figure lead. But the ball stolen by Ellie O'Keefe at midcourt. Runs up the floor. A one-on-one. Takes it herself off the glass. She scores. Nice play there by Ellie O'Keefe, who was running up the floor with her defender, stopped underneath, pump faked, got herself open, and scored. Oh, it's slick as an ice-covered Claremont Ave. 13-7, Memorial leads by six. They've got the ball right now, and, well, Memorial's going to get called for a three-second violation. They fed it to Jordan P. just inside the free throw line. She had nowhere to go, the old horse in the trailer, and she gets called for a three-second violation. So on the three-second violation, the ball turned back over to North, and North can now go on a little bit of a run. Right side, Shepler. Right-hand dribble. She'll drop it over to Lavoie. Lavoie goes to the free throw line, then spins it to the left side for Sans Hanna. Sans Hanna, waist-high dribble. She tried to cut into the lane, but Raina Welch was there to bump her with her belly, and that forces Sans Hanna to slide the feet. A travel on Sans Hanna, the junior, and the ball turned back over to Memorial. 13-7, Memorial leads, 12-21 to play in the first half. Yeah, Memorial, just two losses on the year. They've been very, very good all year. And Brandon Fanning telling us in the pregame show, he's got a bunch of good kids this year. And a lot of them are young. Just likes his team. Going to get a blocking foul on North down to our left as Andy Sikora tried to step in front of the drive by Cora Graham, but they're going to get Sikora on the block. That'll be her first, team's third. It'll stay Memorial ball, triggered underneath the hoop by the senior Olivia Cooper. Cooper, bounce feed to Pede. Left block, pump fakes, now goes up and scores over Jaden Smith. Jordan Pede the bucket, and the lead back to 8 for Memorial, matching their game high. Ellie O'Keefe stops left wing. She'll hand the ball to Ellie Jacobs for North. Right side for Jaden Smith, goes to the top of the key for 3, front rim, no. Rebound, the ball squirts loose, goes to the far side into the bleachers, and it's gonna be North ball. Ball ended up squirting away from everybody like that one pig that got away from the handler. Ended up rolling off the facing of the bleachers opposite of us, and it'll be North ball again. Sans Hanna, waist-high dribble with the right hand in midcourt. Throws a pass to the right side for Sikora. Pass into the right corner for Shepler. Back up top, Ellie O'Keefe. Drives into the lane, stops, then throws it back outside to Shepler for 3. Oh, halfway down, spits out, no good. Rebound to Schroeder for Memorial. Memorial again can make it a double-figure ball game. Shaw drives on through, left-hand shot, wild off the glass, no. Offensive rebound, Memorial. Up top, a 3 by Cooper. Left rim, no. Offensive rebound, Schroeder. Her shot underneath hits off the bottom of the rim, and North finally gets it. Cleared out by Ellie O'Keefe. She'll bring it the other way. Leaves it at the top of the key for Shepler. Now here is Jaden Smith. Works away to the right block, then pass back outside to Ellie O'Keefe. Ellie O'Keefe will back her way to midcourt, now dribbling with the right hand, switches to the left, works to the top of the key for 3, bottoms. Ellie O'Keefe, a big 3 for North, and the lead for Memorial trimmed down to 5. 10:30 to play in the first half. 15-10, Memorial leads. Shaw, right sideline, left hand dribble to the lane, then throws a pass to the left side where Palmier, an open 3. That rattles out, no. Offensive rebound, Schroeder off the glass with the right hand. She scores.